The Public News Service Doe Newscast, October the 8th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. Members of the Texas National Guard have arrived in Illinois, according to sources familiar with their whereabouts, and video taken of them at an Army Reserve training facility in a Chicago suburb. The Texas National Guard boarded a plane on Monday afternoon in Texas as state and city leaders in Illinois were holding a news conference asking them to stay away from Chicago. That from ABC News. They quote Illinois' Governor J.B. Pritzker as saying, "We will use every lever at our disposal to stop this power grab because military troops should not be used against American communities." And for CNN, a majority of the Supreme Court signaled Tuesday it is prepared to rule against Colorado's ban on conversion therapy for minors, with several justices indicating they sympathize with a licensed counselor who says the law violates her First Amendment rights. Meantime, budget cuts to the federal agency that monitors threats to cybersecurity in national, state, and local elections are prompting concern among officials in Arizona.
Arizona Secretary of State Adrian Fontes compares cuts to the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, to a military battle.
It's like, you know, you've got an army advancing against a castle and you let down the drawbridge instead of strengthening, you know, your defenses. It's confounding why the administration has chosen this path.
CISA works with state and local officials to ensure against threats to elections, but will now have fewer resources to do that. The Trump administration has said it is trimming waste from the budget to put the United States on better financial footing. I'm Mark Moran.
Those in support of the cuts say threats to voter integrity were overstated and claim states still have the resources needed to ensure fair elections. Next, most voters in Virginia support legislation that would lower the cost of prescription drugs and expand health care access, according to a new survey.
The survey by AARP Virginia found nearly 85% of voters in the Commonwealth overwhelmingly approved creating a prescription drug affordability board. A similar percentage of voters also support requiring employers to provide paid family and medical leave. Early voting is currently underway across the Commonwealth, as the governor's mansion, the House of Delegates, and many other statewide offices are up for grabs. Jared Calfee with AARP Virginia says the drug affordability policy has broad support from people across political leanings.
That cuts across party lines and all that. I mean, it was 92% of people who self-identify as liberal and 76% of people who self-identify as conservative and 86% of people who self-identify as moderate. You know, we're talking about broad support across the ideological spectrum for this policy.
Earlier this year, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin vetoed legislation to establish an advisory board for prescription drugs. Youngkin suggested the board would hinder medical innovation for people with rare and life-threatening diseases. I'm Simone Perez.
This is Public News Service. Next to Connecticut, where a new report finds the state can do more to support its growing immigrant population.
The Migration Policy Institute report examines various policy areas to see how these can better aid immigrants. While the state has programs to help immigrants, the report notes a lack of funds and infrastructure strains upward mobility. Julia Gillette with the Migration Policy Institute says in some parts of Connecticut, having a sizable immigrant population is a new phenomenon.
There's lots of goodwill and there's lots of good intention, but thinking about immigrants isn't always baked into the structure of how the school system is working, how business development is done, or how people who think about renters think about who those renters are.
Gillette says education has many areas where there's room for improvement despite state efforts to better aid immigrant students. The report notes identifying dual language learners early on can better support these students. The state has already enacted bilingual education for K-12 students, though the report notes there aren't enough educators in the state who are trained in multiple languages. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Experts are educating the public on false alternative treatments for the disease.
With expensive medical treatment a certainty, a breast cancer patient may seek alternative cures they find online. Breast surgeon and breast cancer survivor Dr. Liz O'Riordan says after a diagnosis, patients are often scared and willing to try anything. She explains scammers prey on desperation.
There are lots and lots of people who are selling products or cures or clinics, and they have glowing testimonials. They promise you a miracle cure. It's clever marketing. They spend thousands and thousands trying to lure you in, and we are sitting ducks.
Breast cancer is detected when the uncontrolled growth and the spread of abnormal cells occurs in one or both breasts of women and men. A 2022 Indiana Department of Health report indicates that in 2019, there were almost 5,200 cases of breast cancer diagnosed in Indiana. I'm Terry D. reporting.
Finally, affordability is a major issue when it comes to college, so credit unions in North Carolina and South Carolina are helping future students with scholarships.
The Carolinas Credit Union Foundation manages scholarships for more than 20 credit unions in the Carolinas and opened applications for next year at the beginning of October. The scholarships are open to members of the participating credit unions. Joe Mecca is with Coastal Credit Union.
It's really a great way to build for a brighter future. We know that investing in education is one way to contribute that. We also know that college tuition has been continuing to rise year over year, and we're really committed through our foundation to helping our younger members pursue their academic goals.
The scholarships are open to students with GPAs of 3.0 or higher. Mecca notes the funds can be used at a range of institutions, including four-year universities, community colleges, and technical colleges. I'm Eric Tegedoff reporting.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.